gems to snack on. But we need to collect more first, or I'll never be able to make these outfits for Sapphire. All done. Now, they're for sure to touch my things without permission.
Last night when they started planning, Spike had realized that the girls were doing all the talking and he wasn't saying anything. But if he was ever going to win back Rarity's friendship and trust, he would need to make things up to her his way. Rarity's face contorted around her mouth, just... You will not cry in front of Applejack. I'm fine. I'm not mad. I just don't feel like speaking to Spike right now. That's all. I wanted to say again how sorry I am. And if you'll let me, I would like more than anything to make it up to you. He offered the rose sword. Please, just give me this one day. I'll do everything I can to show you that I do care. Of course, Spike, she said, left tearing the rose out of his hands toward her. What kind of lady would I be if I refused? Rarity remained frozen in her doorway. Nudged forward by Rainbow Dash, Spike walked across the street towards her. He held a rose in his claws. He has a rose. Another rose for me. Rose floated between them. Spike gave Rarity the most genuine smile she'd seen.